leaves. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids, 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today with increasing clouds, high temperatures in the low to mid-20s. For tonight, increasing clouds with light snow developing late, low of 20. Light snow lingers into Sunday, total accumulations of 2 to 4 inches. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Three:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonlit summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. Thunder roll. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. Thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. She's waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold
a sleepless night as the storm blows on out of control. Deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver.
Yearning for the cup, that's what most hockey teams do. Chance to drink from Lord Stanley's cup, but that's a few levels after this, as we have a nice high school hockey game coming your way right now. About a minute and three quarters left in this first intermission. Wisconsin Rapids holding a 4-1 lead over the Northwest Icemen. Very entertaining first period. Wisconsin Rapids scored first. Sawyer Wilkins assist to Tyson Vilbaum with 3:12. Then the Icemen got on the board as they were able to pick off a pass. Garrett Gibbons was able to pick off a pass and go down the sheet of ice and jammed it home, beating Riley Bastine to tie things up. But Wisconsin Rapids said, no, no, not so fast, my friend, as Maddox Thomas, he got this back into the scoring gear of things for Wisconsin Rapids. Goal at 14-11, assist to Griffin Schindler. Not done yet was Wisconsin Rapids at 15:45. Jax Poggle, he got his first goal. Assist to Wilkins and Jack Potter at, again, 15:45. And then Wisconsin Rapids wrapped up the scoring when Potter got his first goal of the game at 16:43 with assists to Wilkins and Poggle. Three penalties in that first period. Two by the Icemen, one by Wisconsin Rapids. No power play goals were scored on those. As Oscar Severtson He stopped 12 of 16 shots faced. Well, Bastien, he stopped 4 or 5. Wisconsin Rapids, of course, 16-5 shot advantage. So things are boding well for Wisconsin Rapids there, as we are just 23 seconds away from the start of the second period of action. Again, my name is Mike Comer, bringing you the action. Big shout-out to Seth Habiger back at the studio and Laura, who's doing some work there, too. Good to work with you guys yet again as we make these high school games possible. And just want to give a big shout-out to all our sponsors. If it wasn't for your generous sponsorship of these games, we couldn't bring them to you. So if you do not sponsor these games and would like to, go on down to the office down at the roundabout on the west side of town, down by the zoo, and during normal business hours, stop and talk to Pam. She'll get you all the information that you will need to make that happen as we continue to look forward to adding more and more high school coverage and games to our docket here at 105.5 WIRI, and both on the airwaves and, of course, in print on the weekly newsletter. That's always a fun one to find out what's going on in the community, is both sports-wise and, of course, just local news in general, as we are just moments away from the start of the second period. Other games to note, as we have other broadcast opportunities here, as on Monday, Playmakers and the Greg Guard Show coming up on Monday. Then Tuesday, WFHR, 7 p.m., men's basketball action, Wisconsin. They host Ohio State, the Buckeyes, as they prepare for a national championship opportunity against Notre Dame on the gridiron, as that will wrap up the college football season. Well, let's see if we can beat Ohio State on the hardwood first, as there will be more coming up later on in the broadcast for further broadcasts of high school sports, as we will be having two next week, all things willing and working out right. So if that Wisconsin Rapids wins that first faceoff of the second period, Wisconsin Rapids going from my right to the left in this period, whereas the Icemen, they're going from my left to the right. Icemen still wearing, of course, their dark navy blues with white and red trim, white letters and numbers. Wisconsin Rapids wearing their home white tops and socks with gray breezers, everything with red, white, and gray. It's gray numbers and letters across the fronts and backs for the Red Raiders, as there's an icing that will come back down to the Rapids defensive zone, as Schindler will be squaring off for that one. Opportunity, 16-22 left in the second period, as Schindler's sent out, and that will send in Michael McDonald. Iceman, come away with that faceoff. Wisconsin Rapids trying to gather possession and make a charge down the ice, and they do, as it's McDonald. He's got Schindler with him as he dumps it down deep. Getting there first is the Red Raiders, as Nathan Bouchard, he got there first, tried to jam home, nobody on the doorstep. There is an opportunity there, missed, as McDonald has a puck, trying to run a little interference there, holds his own, but the Icemen are there to pick up the puck. Back out to neutral ice as it floats just over the penalty box and then back into play, but it's still out of play, so we got a whistle, and we'll be having the faceoff at the neutral ice side of the Iceman blue line. Schindler in there, and that's won by Rapids, picked up by Kissinger. Getting in the zone is Tyson Vilbaum. Far corner, as he gets a puck poked away, but he's still fighting for it. Centering attempt, but that's picked up by the Iceman. Well, Schindler, he picks that pocket as he stops, takes a shot. Big glove save by Severson. Another stoppage of play. 15:30 left to go in the first period. Rapids leading 4-1 over the Iceman. A change of lines on both sides. Not a bad crowd here for high school game, middle of the afternoon on a Saturday. I'm sure there's other things going on. But the people that matter for the kids out here, they're here. As we have a faceoff that is controlled by the Iceman. Send it down into the opposite end as Dietz in the corner, battling for the puck. Puck comes out loose. That's chipped up ahead to Schindler from McDonald. Schindler, far side, trailed by McDonald. Gets around the defense of Schindler. Stops, tries to jam up right home. Hits Severson right in the chest, and then a shot, slap shot taken from the point by Kissinger. And that goes up high, but Rapid still corrals it. Back out to neutral ice, sends it around the boards as McDonald gives chase. Donald can't quite hold it there as his teammate, Bouchard, sends it back down around the boards as McDonald has it. He's trying to jam it home. Puck is loose, and it's picked up by the Iceman. That was almost catastrophic there as puck was right on the doorstep. Rapids storming towards it. They just couldn't get a stick on it. Puck is sent up neutral ice and into the Rapids zone. And Rapids riding the Iceman off the puck. Picked up a Schindler. Then it's gloved by the Iceman that can't quite get home in the slot as Bouchard sends a puck up to neutral ice. 14-17 left to go in this first period or second period of action. And there's a shot, sharp angled shot. That's a big rebound by Bastien. Picked off the shoulder, goes up into neutral ice. Now Rapids had an opportunity to break out with Sam Gash. He couldn't quite get the puck onto his stick and hold it as the puck goes down the opposite end. No icing being called as the Iceman kept possession. Back pass there as that's picked up by Thomas. Shot wide of the net. Severson didn't have to make any contact. As puck is below the goal, Kissinger with it, skating in. Big bounce off the side of the goalie there, Severson. As Gash with it, sends it back down around the boards. Going back for his Colin Ashbeck. Puck comes out and there's a whistle. And it goes out of play. As they will need a new puck. 13:31 left to go in the second period. Big congratulations to Wisconsin Rapids girls basketball. By my estimation, they've won three in a row. They took care of business over Merrill last night. Congratulations to the girls and Coach Mitch Wolding. Kristen Radke with a double-double, 11 points, 10 boards. Gabby Nylitz, 20 points in the game. That's outstanding as well. So congratulations to Coach Wolding there. A few other games going on that we'll touch base on as Rapids does not win that faceoff, but they still have the puck down at center ice right below me as Jax Poggle passed across the way. That was to Kissinger. And his puck is down in the defensive zone. Poggle with it tries to center over to Wilkins. He can't quite do it. As Potter tries to pick up the puck. Puck comes loose. Iceman, they're trying to break it through. As that was David Pond trying to break out. He couldn't quite do it. Back pass there. Kissinger has it. Pass up ahead to Potter. And now we have a two-on-one opportunity. Poggle being flanked there by, I believe that was Wilkins. Shot, big rebound up and high into the air behind the goal for Severson. Giving the chase there is Poggle. He comes around the boards. Collision. Potter and Poggle are both there as the Iceman try to break away with it. Try to escape the zone. Puck is still loose. As the puck comes out, held the zone as Wisconsin Rapids. They cannot now as Pond trying to give chase as Kissinger cuts him off, gathers the puck, sends it on up to Potter. Potter pass up along the boards as Rapids trying to hold the offensive zone, giving chase as Wilkins. Picking it up is Potter. He stops. He gets pushed off the puck, and now it's a 3-2 opportunity as doesn't quite come to fruition as the Icemen were pushed away from the puck. Pick it up, Tyson Vilbaum goes behind the goal. Drop pass back there to Dietz. Dietz up ahead to Potter. And puck still skating around middle, mid-ice. No one really having a strong possession. Picked up by Vilbaum. Vilbaum up again to Potter. Crossways to Schindler. Schindler breaks in the zone. Followed by McDonald. Shot, big rebound. As McDonald tries to get opportunity, he could not as the Iceman, they converged on him as up across the way. Big, oh boy, that was lucky there for Wisconsin Rapids. Shot from half ice, hits the corner of the crossbar, bounces up, and then Rapids picks up the loose puck. Schindler, he tries to take one extra skate, and that didn't quite work for him as the defense got there and blocked him out. Rapids still holding the zone. That's Schindler as he passed up ahead. Big stuff home attempt there by Bouchard. That was unable to go as the Icemen start gathering the puck here. 10:50 to go, second period of action. Rapids still holding a 4-1 lead as Dietz gathers the puck at his own blue line. Looks ahead up to Schindler. Schindler gathers it, carries it into the zone, but Dietz will be called for offsides. We get a stoppage here. 10:37 left to go in the second period. Rapids still holding that 4-1 advantage over the Icemen. And coming into this game, both teams sitting with 4-9 records. One common opponent in DC Evers, as neither team was able to defeat the Evergreens. As we have a face-off, neutral ice just outside the blue line of the Icemen. And the Icemen do get the puck. Intercepted there by Maddox. And he can't quite get that puck to go home as Severson was able to get his leg down on the ice. Puck is loose. Someone lost a stick out there, one of the Icemen. I believe that was David Pond. As Northwest trying to gather the puck and get it out of the zone, which they do. Kissinger playing some defense, skating backwards, pushing the puck to the outside. Billbaum there right on the edge of the crease to try to deflect anything away from Bastine. Blocking that pass was Kissinger as he's able to backhand it back out to center ice. Under 10 minutes to go in the second period left to go as there is a big rush for the puck there. Shot just over the crossbar by Gash. As Rapids trying to corral the puck yet again. Colin Ashbeck fighting down in there. As the Icemen, they do pick it up. And this is Braden Roberts pass up ahead, but that's Billbaum there. Play a little interference on that. Yet to no avail as Roberts gathers the puck, trying to get around Dietz, and he does. Ball, backhand opportunity against Bastien. Bastien with his leg down on the ice. He prevents that from going into the goal. And Rapids back on the move. Billbaum, cross-ice pass. That's up to Ashbeck. Ashbeck up to Thomas. Thomas, he loses sight of the puck, loses it. Pass back down to Dietz. Dietz, he holds his own. He just jumped over a stick, but the Icemen still get the puck out to neutral ice. Now back on the move, as that was Garrett Givens. We have a whistle, as I believe that will be an offsides being called against the Icemen. Stoppage play, 8:56 to go in the second period. 22-8 shot advantage for Wisconsin Rapids. Still just 4-1. It's no scoring to this point in the second period. Face-off controlled by Wisconsin Rapids. That's Potter. Sends across ice. That is to Wilkins. Wilkins trying to get through the defense. He does, but not with the puck. Puck goes around the cage. Picked up by, I think that was Poggle. As he's still scrumming the corner. Potter and Poggle are back in there, as is Wilkins. Big collision there by Poggle as he sends one of the Icemen flying. No penalty being called, which is good. Just let the kids play, as there will be a penalty there, as that will be Wilkins being whistled for the trip, as the Icemen will get their first crack at a power play in the second period. I don't know how necessary that trip was. It was away from the play, but some frustration, I'm sure. Leaking out there of Wilkins. Well, we'll play on. 10:38, time of the penalty. 8:38, excuse me. So we play on. It was controlled by Wisconsin Rapids. And they sent it the length of the ice, as you can do that on a penalty kill. You can ice it, as they do yet again. 8 minutes left to go in the contest, as Rapids leading 4-1 over the Northwest Icemen. Playing some defense is Wisconsin Rapids. Opportunity just wide of the mark there for the Icemen. Bastien was up to that task. There's a puck bouncing along round low, just on the bottom of the crease, and there's a shot and a goal, as there's another one coming up for David Pond. He gets his first goal of the game, and that draws the lead back down to 4-2. Power play goal, as we have a lead back to two goals. 9:27, time of the goal, and it's a 4-2 hockey game. With David Pond getting that goal there for the Icemen. Face off center ice. It's controlled by Rapids, as we will make sure we get the assist on that.
assisted by number 8, Braden Roberts.
Number 8 with the assist is Braden Roberts. As Rapids trying to get back that 3-goal lead. A little bit, they had an opportunity, high slot, but they were pushed off the puck by the Iceman. That was Sam Gash, who just wasn't able to finish on that play. Puck sent down to the opposite corner. Dietz, first one there, sends it back up, but that will be an icing against Wisconsin Rapids. Stoppage of play, 6:54 left to go in the second period. 4-2 hockey game. Rapids holding on. They're just giving up a goal there on the power play. Penalties, they will cost you, as both teams have 2 penalties apiece. But it's the Icemen who have made it pay with 1 power play goal. As we had a face-off and then an immediate whistle, just trying to see what that was. I think it was a little premature start there for Rapids as Poggle goes back to the face-off circle. Rapids controls it. And they're fighting, trying to get it out of the zone. Puck's bouncing around quite a bit back there. 6:41 to go. So Rapids try to clear it out. Home near opportunity there for Poggle. Can't quite do it. Bounce pass up to Potter. Potter back pass to Poggle. Poggle brings it up. Shot. And a goal! Rapids gets it back. Poggle skates the length of the ice and beats Severson, and Rapids back up on top, 5-2. Time of that goal will be 10:36. I believe that was for sure Poggle, and it was, as Poggle gets his 2nd goal of the game. As we move on closer and closer and closer to the end of the second period.
Does.
Jax Poggle with the goal.
He was assisted by number 3, Jack Potter.
And Jack Potter with the assist. So Potter and Poggle, 2 goal. They got 2 assists. Potter, 2 assists. Poggle, 2 goals. As the Iceman trying to get that lead back down to 2, trying to jam it home on Bastien. He turns it away. Under 6 minutes to go in the second period. Rapids on the move. Far side. That is McDonald. Drop pass. Centering pass. Opportunity. Puck was stopped there right on the doorstep. Outstanding goaltending there by Severson. As right there, standing right on the edge, was Brandon Nugo, and I don't know how that didn't go in. Wide open net, but obviously the stick got there. Is that was an outstanding save there by Severson, and we still sit at 5-2. Wow, I still don't know how that didn't go in, as Bastien has turned away a puck, as gathering it now is Vilbaum. Up ahead to neutral ice. That's where the Icemen are able to gather it, and they send it back down. Rapids defensive zone. Bastien sends it back. Puck long pass up ahead. That long pass is fielded by Sam Gash, who took just a wide shot on goal. Had to get Severson to move around a little bit. 4.5 to go in the second period. Kissinger with it, skating around, trying to get around the defense. He's getting hounded by 2 of the Icemen. Puck up into the offensive zone for Rapids, then kick back out. Neutral ice. Battling for it is Rapids, as Colin Ashbeck giving a little bit of chase. Rapids picks it up. That's Griffin Schindler. He's taking it up from the middle spot of the ice. Shot over the goal. Kept in the zone by Dietz. Turned just wide by Severson. 4 minutes to go. Held in the zone by Dietz. He can't quite find it. Backhands it down deep. Schindler sends it across the ice. Giving chase now is Maddox. Behind the goal is the Iceman, and it's going to be sent the length of the ice as Dietz can't glove it. And we got an icing call. 3:47 to go. Second period. Rapids leading 5-2 as Peter Gabriel gives his input with sledgehammer. or the PA system. The music video was always one of my favorites growing up. Weird. Kind of reminds you of some of Pee Wee's Playhouse a little bit. But what wasn't weird about that show either is we got a puck drop picked up by Rapids. Set, shot. Goal! One-timer from the slot by Schindler. And it is now 6-2 Wisconsin Rapids. That was a very, very quick transpiring moment there as the Icemen are changing goalies. They're out is Severson. Back in is Mesnerich, Jacob Mesnerich. As I quick write that down. Schindler gets the goal.
He was assisted by number 20, Colin Ashbeck.
Ashbeck.
And Thomas.
Schindler, Ashbeck, and Thomas, and the goal, 13-19. Time of the goal. That is also the time that Mesnerich came into the game as Rapids now holding a 6-2 lead over the Icemen. 3:04 left to go in the second period. This game's really starting to look like it's going to go Rapids way. Still 17 minutes to play. Barring something catastrophic, Rapids should be in good shape. But that's why you still play the game as Villebaum skating behind the goal. Pass up ahead. Lifted up. Trying to get to Rapids, but I don't think that's going to be an icing. Misread the pass as we have an icing. And it comes back down to the Rapids zone. 2:43 left to go in the second period. That'll be a face-off. Blocker side, Bastien. Face-off coming. Wisconsin Rapids in there. I believe that's Jack Potter, and he wins it. We'll send around the boards. Sawyer Wilkins sends it up. That's Poggle. Poggle gets around the defense. I can't quite get there with the puck. 2.5 to go, second period. Rapids up 6-2. Again, thanks for listening here on 105.5 WIRI. This is the first of two hockey games today as the River Kings, they'll be finishing things up today. 7 o'clock against the Minnesota Squatch. Try to get a rebound after last night's game. Didn't go their way. A 6-1 loss for the Kings. As it snaps an 8-game winning streak that goes back into early December as the puck gets sent out loose, picked up by the Icemen. Under 2 minutes to go. First period or second period, Rapids up 6-2. Puck rounds the boards, picked up by Poggle, then back over to Kissinger. Villebaum, back pass up by Potter. He tries to backhand it off the glass. Gets a little too high, lifts it up into the netting, so a stoppage play. 1:44 left to go in the second period. Moving right on along here in this contest. We got a face-off coming now to the blocker side of Bastien. Off the ice goes Kissinger. And they send out of a face-off circle Gash, and they bring in, I believe that would be, not Schindler, that was Michael McDonald. As there's a shot wide of the mark, Dietz giving chase, as is Schindler, who gets control of the puck. Schindler sends it around the boards. Now there's a big collision there right top of the circle, picked up by Rapids. Villebaum up ahead. He gets that up to Brendan Nuego. Rapids holding the zone. There's collision there top of the circle, 1:10 to go. Nuego has it. Backhand opportunity. Loose puck bouncing around. Rapids can't get a stick on it. There they do. And it's back in back of the goal. As now the Icemen pick it up with 1 minute to go in the second period. The shot sent in, turned just wide by Bastien. 52 seconds ago, picked up by Rapids. Dietz backhand around to Schindler, back around the boards. That's picked up by the Icemen. His shot bouncing, covered up by Bastien. Get a stoppage, 40.6 seconds to go, as there's a little pushing and shoving there as the officials are skating in there to get that all figured out. So I'm assuming that there's going to be someone going to the penalty box on that one, as that was a little more physical than your normal pushing and shoving. In high school, they don't allow that at all. So someone's going to the box. I believe that will be one of each going in, and it is 24 and 21. That's actually two for Wisconsin Rapids. Two for Rapids going in there, I believe. So we'll await the exact call. I think it might be 5 minute and then a 2 and a 10 maybe. So we'll see how this goes as 40 seconds remain in the second period. Still playing 5-on-5, however. So, well, that's why we await the official call. That, so we have it now. McDonald. Roughing, and there's a goal! And then Northwest, 24. Head contact. Sixteen-19 time of those penalties. So it's just going to be served a little bit. They didn't give into too much of what was what on that. So either way, Wisconsin Rapids, they added another goal. So that came, 16-33. Wisconsin Rapids goal. That was a nice tic-tac-toe goal as we were listening in for the penalty. And there's the opportunity. They have an opportunity. Bouchard got the goal. And Schindler with the assist. Yep, 16-33, time of the goal. Bouchard from Schindler, and it's a 7-2 hockey game with 1 second. And there will be a penalty coming up here, as there will be a trip right as the horn sounds. So we'll have to get that sorted out as well before we go to break, as that will be announced here in a moment. But either way, we still have a lot of scoring going on, as it's three goals for Wisconsin Rapids in the period. Those, as we get that announced now. So Rapids will start that third period on the power play. 17 minutes on that tripping penalty. So Rapids will start the third period on the power play. So that'll be some excitement there for us Red Raider fans. Now that second period started off really even. Neither team was really able to get into the scoring there until the 9:27 mark, when David Pond, he got his first goal for the Iceman with an assist to Braden Roberts on the power play at 9:27. But then it was all Wisconsin Rapids. Jackson Poggle got his second goal about a minute later, with an assist to Jack Potter. Then Griffin Schindler at 13:19, assist to Ashbeck and Thomas. And then the final goal, 16:33, that was Bouchard scoring from Schindler. So with that, we're going to take a look here at the final point or final save totals here in that period. Well, 13 shots now for the Iceman. That's 11 saves for Bastien, whereas Oscar Sevenson, he got pulled early on in that period. So Oscar Severson, he got 7 for 11. So we are now at the conclusion of the second period. We're getting a new sheet of ice, and we'll be back here in about 8 minutes or so. So we'll be back for the exciting conclusion of this game here on 105.5 WIRI. Again, where Wisconsin Rapids leads the Northwest Icemen 7-2.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric.
When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today with increasing clouds, high temperatures in the low to mid-20s. For tonight, increasing clouds with light snow developing late, low of 20. Light snow lingers into Sunday, total accumulations of 2 to 4 inches. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh.
You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night. She's had enough of me. I've had enough of her too.
I might as well go on and set her free. She's already turned me loose. No fault, no blame, nobody done no wrong. That's just the way it sometimes goes. Sometimes two people just don't get along. And it's time to hit the road. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck, wish you well. Take it slow, easy come, go, easy go. Tried to work it out 100 times, 99 it didn't work. I think it's best we put it all behind before we wind up getting hurt. No hard feelings, darling, no regrets, no tears and no broken hearts. Call it quits, calling off all bets. It just wasn't in the cards. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck, wish you well. Take it slow, easy come, girl, easy go.
Minutes left before the start of the third and final period in this non-conference hockey game between Wisconsin Rapids and the Northwest Icemen, and it's been all Wisconsin Rapids holding a 7-2 lead here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. Again, my name is Mike Comer, bringing you the action to this point and to the final moments of the game, as Wisconsin Rapids just really controlling things out there on this sheet of ice. They led 4-1 after the first period. Wilkins got a goal just 3 minutes in with an assist to Tyson Vilbaum. Garrett Givens got the first Iceman goal of the game. Then Rapids, they went on a tear to close things out in the frame. Maddox Tomix, Jax Poggle, and Jack Potter got the three goals for Rapids to close out the first period. Second period started out very back and forth. Neither team really able to mount some consistent offense. David Pond, he got the scoring started for the Icemen for their second goal, but then it was all Rapids yet again to close out the period as Jax Poggle, Griffin Schindler, and Nathan Bouchard, all three got goals to close out the frame, and that's where we sit, 7-2, as we're less than a minute away from the start of the third period. For the game, Riley Bastien, 11 saves on 13 shots faced, whereas the duo of Oscar Severson and Jacob Masnarich have stopped 21 of 28 shots that they have faced. So Rapids just really controlling things. You just got to keep doing what they're doing, and they should be in good shape, as Rapids actually starting this third period on the skater advantage, as there's a tripping penalty called right as the horn sounded. So Rapids, they get 2 minutes here to start things out as they try to really deliver that Wayne Larrivee dagger as we move into the final stages of this contest. Again, thanks to everybody out there as they are listening, and of course all our sponsors. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be able to bring these games to you. So if you are not involved with that and you want to, come on in. Business hours, stop and talk to Pam. She'll get her all straightened out for you, tell you what you need to know, and everything will work. and we will be happy to have you come on board as we look to wrap up this winter sports season. Still a lot of time, though. Basketball, hockey, wrestling, everything that comes with it. And then the spring season, where baseball, softball, who knows? Maybe we can talk some people into soccer. We'll see. There's a lot of time left. And soccer, just like hockey, just on grass, a little slower paced. But we'll see what we can do. No promises either way, as we are moments away from this opening face-off of the third period. And there we are. It's underway. And the Red Raiders, they control it. Red Raiders going from my left to the right, whereas the Express, I knew I was going to do it yet again, as the Icemen, they go from my right to the left. Breaking into the zone as Wilkins sends it around the boards, held in by Kissinger. Kissinger, cross-ice pass. Not able to hold the zone as Dietz. It was a little off the mark, so we get an offsides penalty. And we stop. First stoppage play, 16:38 left to go in the third period. Again, my confusion or my mistakes of the Northwest Express and the Northwest Iceman comes from the USPHL. Is just about that same area, Bloomer, Spooner area of the... Where these Icemen are from, that's where the Express are from in the USPHL to play the River Kings. River Kings going up there next weekend for one game on Saturday, so my apologies for that constant mistake. Doing the best I can not to do it. The Rapids wins a face-off, neutral ice. Centering attempt just wide of the mark. That was a very close chance there for Wisconsin Rapids as Sam Gash about a foot wide of the far post. Rapids still holding the zone. Poggle takes behind the goal. Up to Potter. Potter trying to hold it in. He cannot as the puck slides out to center ice. Rapids will have to regroup as now they have a chance here as Pond takes it. Near side. Ridden off the puck there by Kissinger. Kissinger and Dietz work a pass there as the puck just hits a soft spot in the ice. Sent up to Wilkins. Poggle, as there's collision right below me, folks. Both players are able to get up, thankfully. As Dietz holds his own. Shot from the point, redirect, hit off the blocker of the goalie from the Iceman. Shot just through the pads and just through the crease as well, as Rapids really starting to pepper the goal, as that new goalie there is Jacob Mesnerich. As Dietz passes it up, and it goes up into the netting. And his last touched, I believe, by the Iceman. As they actually are saying no. Yeah, they are. They're actually keeping it in the zone. I thought for a second that they were going to send it to neutral ice. They are not, as we are 15:06 away from the final horn of the game. Mesnerich getting one of the officials to laugh there. It's all learning at this level. Yeah, everybody wants to win. Who doesn't want to win? But still time to learn here at the high school levels. 9 seconds remain on the skater advantage for the Red Raiders. Controlled by the Iceman. Pond getting it out of the zone as Rapids will have to reset with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and one. And that's the end of that power play for Rapids. Rapids unsuccessful on the power play yet today. Still time to go. 14:50 to go in the contest as there's a rush to the puck as neither team really gets away with it. Now they do. Held the zone is Dietz. Puck goes around the boards, back behind the goal, picked up by the Iceman, and then picked the pocket there by the Raiders. Neither team really holding a strong possession as Vilbaum can't quite get to it, and the puck slides to the back of the goal. As Bastien gets to it, pass it up ahead. Now there's a little bit of a rush coming here, folks. As it was Bouchard with it as he sends it up behind the Iceman goal. And there will be an offsides unless Rapids gets the onside, and they do. Now we're back to playing even hockey. 14:07 left to go in the game. Rapids with the puck. As they are skating around, Sawyer Wilkins taking it far side. And up centering pass, that was an opportunity there by Maddox Thomas. He can't quite hold on to the puck. Puck being battled around in the far corner. Everybody up against the boards in the glass, fighting for it. As comes away, Schindler with it, shot through the slot. Nobody home. Dietz sends it in. Excuse me, that's Vilbaum, not Dietz. 7-2, kind of looks similar. It is sent in, and that is a stoppage by Mesnerich as 13:30 remains in the contest here on 105.5 WIRI. Big thanks to everybody listening. Seth and Laura back at the studio. Thank you, both of you. As that is controlled by the Iceman. Puck sent around the boards, and that's to Vilbaum. He holds it into the zone, jumps over the stick of Michael McDonald. Rapids tying it up in the corner. The team's battling. Comes away with it as Rapids. As backhand attempt there by McDonald. Not enough on it. As Poggle battling around. He's got two goals in the game as he tries to center it. Puck sits there and still a little bit of a wet spot on the ice. As Vilbaum cross ice to McDonald. McDonald, doorstep. Big sliding save. Outstanding stop there by Mesnerich. That was Thomas looking for another goal as he was had a wide open goal. He lifts that a little bit. It goes on him, but it was a sliding save by Mesnerich to make that stop and keep us here level at 7-2. 12:53 left to go in regulation. 30-13 save a shot advantage for Rapids, excuse me. So it's well in hand that way, but you do not win games solely alone on shots. It's still the goal game that gets it done as faceoff controlled by the ice. Rapids trying to get the puck back, and it's an icing there by the Iceman. 12:42 to go, remaining in regulation. As the puck comes all the way back down to the opposite side of the ice. There will be a faceoff coming to the blocker side of Mesnerich. Waiting for the puck drop. Sent a couple guys in and out. Sent down the length of the ice by the Iceman. So we have another icing coming. Just a couple seconds off the clock. 13:33 left to go in regulation. That was kind of a trend last night in the third period of the River Kings game with the Squatch. Took about 20 minutes for a minute to run off the clock. It kept getting all these stoppages, passes out of play, deflections, penalties. It got a little monotonous, but that's sometimes how the game is played as the puck is held in by Dietz. Sent in, turned away by Mesnerich. Rapids trying to get to the puck first, and they do. Battling in the corner. That is Ashbeck battling down low with Potter. Potter, he can't come away with it. Ashbeck does, but now Potter's grabbed it, sent out to the point. Kissinger, shot, big rebound. First one trying to get there is Potter. Dietz holds his own, shot, turn, deflection, and that's turned away by Mesnerich. Dietz can't hold the zone, just gets a little out of reach, and they're calling that a hand pass. As we get another stoppage of play, 11:53 to go in the contest. As they just formally announced Mesnerich out on the ice. He came in, by my count here, at 13:19 of the second period. So he's been in for a while. That's all right. As we play on, faceoff coming to the glove side of Bastine. Vilbaum, he won that. Sent out to center ice. Where Rapids is trying to control puck. They do, and that's Schindler. Moves it on up. Center ice yet again. Rapids trying to stuff some passing attempts. That bounces around. Picked up. That pickup there was by Gash. Gash behind the goal. As Potter gets knocked down, and there will be a penalty coming up against the Icemen. As there we go. We got the stoppage there. So there will be a penalty called. Interference, and I think that's the right call. As we will be seeing number 11 go on into the box for the Iceman. That's Thorfinn Moe. That's interference. And that will be at, I believe that will be the 5:40 mark. So another power play. Another power play for Wisconsin Rapids. As they win that faceoff. as we move right on along through this contest. Held his own as Schindler shot. Big rebound out by Mesnerich. Holding the zone are the Raiders. And that's going to be covered. Another stoppage, 10:58 to go. 1:37 left to go on the skater advantage for the Red Raiders. As we will have a faceoff, this time to the glove side of Mesnerich. Not sure who's going to be facing off for the Red Raiders. That's probably Bouchard, and it is. 7-2 lead, Wisconsin Rapids over the Iceman. Things looking pretty good for the Red Raiders. They can just maybe add another. I wouldn't complain. I don't think Pat McDonald would either. As there's a shot, rebound turned away by the defense. As they try to clear the zone, puck comes loose. That's going to be wide of the mark. Rapids trying to hold the zone, and they do. Sent up ahead, puck is loose, and it squirts out back to neutral ice. Vilbaum with it as Rapids has to reset. Well, there's Nuogo. And, of course, there's Michael McDonald there. He sends a puck back around as Vilbaum tries to gather it first. He does. Skates near side, just inside the blue line. Stops, centering. That cross away, Vilbaum to McDonald. Shot. Big rebound there, sent around, and that is held by McDonald. He holds his own